Yeah, crazy. Okay. So next up we have Hope.
So I'm going to tell you a brief story about a very brief moment in time. The briefest possible moment in time. So brief that you have no time to react to anything. And I guess this story actually starts basically when I was a child. I grew up on a farm in Western Australia. And so growing up on a farm, you're around animals and farming, and we did some hunting, and you're around knives quite a lot. So I grew up with a lot of sharp things, and I grew up to love sharp things. So I always had knives when I was a kid. I'm actually carrying a knife right now, don't tell the police. I've always loved knives and other sharp things. And relatively recently, I developed a love for axes. So I sort of looked into axes, and I was like, that's kind of ridiculous, I live in Brooklyn, you know. Maybe when I was younger, I could have justified buying an axe. But I definitely couldn't justify buying one now. But we went camping last year, and there was a guy there with a hatchet. And I thought, oh, that's more justifiable, there's a small, that's like an apartment-sized axe. And so this guy was cutting wood, you know, it was really cold, it was like, I think it was 31 or something, or 25. It was like really way colder than we were expecting it to be. And so we desperately wanted firewood, and this guy was out like cutting wood. And I was like, I want to be able to do that. So over the next few months, I hassled Erica, my girlfriend, and eventually convinced her that she should buy me a hatchet. So being like, I'm pretty sort of obsessive compulsive about knives and cutlery, as they're generally referred to, as actually being pieces of art. Like, not just, I'm not talking like a shitty little Swiss Army knife, I'm talking like beautiful handmade things. And so when I was wanting a hatchet, I did the same thing, and I went and researched, and I was like, what's the like most awesome handmade hatchet that you can get? And there's this Swedish company called Gränsfors Brooks, and they handmade axes the same way that they've made them for over 100 years. So they recycle pieces of steel, and they melt them down, and then they hand forge a head, and then they get the best quality hickory you can find, and they hand carve a hickory handle, and it's perfectly shaped as it has been shaped for about 100 years, and they make these beautiful little axes, mini little hatchets like this big. And so somehow I convinced Erica that that's exactly what she should get me, and that she should get this delivered to our apartment in Brooklyn, which is right around the corner. And so she did this, and I got this axe. But then we're in the middle of winter, right? Like, I mean, it was way colder than we expected it to be when we went camping. We didn't intentionally go when it was that cold. So there's no way I was convincing her to go camping when it was legitimately, genuinely, no avoiding it cold. And so I sort of had this hatchet in our apartment. Really want to cut something. Like, I want to chop something. there's no point having an axe if you're not going to chop something with it, right?
That's art.
But it's functional. Like, that's part of the point, is that it had to be functional. I sort of started looking around, like, what can I cut? I mean, obviously, I'm not going to, like, cut into our table or anything. That's crazy. Maybe I can, like, cut into a street tree. No, that would be bad, obviously. Like, I'm not, like, trying to, like, run around the streets, look for something to chop, although I kind of was, but not with the axe. This branch fell out of the tree, and I was like, ooh, that could work. But it ended up getting snowed in and then iced in to this bank along the sidewalk. So there's, like, this branch, and I know it's there, but it's frozen into the ice. It's like Excalibur or something. Waiting for me when the suns come and the ice finally melts, that this branch will be waiting for me. But I'm very impatient. And so I had to find something sooner than that. And it turns out that we had these three little, basically hand-carved croquet mallets, is what it came down to. Does anyone know what a croquet mallet even is? Like, so you know that it's roughly like a stick with a small log on the end. Like a hatchet-sized log. And these fucking things. My mum had given me these things. Basically, she brought them because she thought they were kind of interesting when she visited. And when she gave them to me, I was like, what the hell am I going to do with three hand-carved croquet mallets? They're not even full-size croquet mallets. They're like this big. So they'd sat on the bench right in front of where we sit to watch TV. And I was like, oh, there's like three little logs just waiting for me. So I figured we were going somewhere, and I decided that like now was the time I was gonna chop one of these logs. And so I, you know, I was being safe. I got out a cutting board and put it on the kitchen table. And I'm gonna use this harmonica. I promise I won't break it. And so I was like, okay. So I've got like my little log. I've got the axe. Like obviously I'm not gonna hold it and like cut it. That would be stupid because it's really small. So I'm just gonna like sort of put the blade on the log and get it ready, and then like move my hand and chop it.
Oh
god! But it's like it's perfectly square. It can stand by itself. So I'm like, okay, this, no problem. And if you remember, this is about an instant of time. And it turns out that the amount of time that it takes a 1.5 pound axe head, which is razor sharp, to travel from about this high to halfway through the bone in your thumb is imperceptible. And that's my story.